This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com. My name is Rob and I'm joined in the studio by Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello. In today's programme, we're talking about anger. That's the strong feeling you get when you feel someone has treated you badly or unfairly. Now, does that sound familiar, Jen?
Oh, yes. There are many things that make me lose my temper. Usually just things that annoy me.
Well, we'll hear what they are soon. And we'll look at some research that says our modern life is making us angrier. But first, keep calm, Jen, and see if you can answer today's question.
It's okay, Rob. I'm in a good mood. I feel happy. So let me have it.
Okay. In a BBC survey, what was found to be the thing that made British people most annoyed? Was it A, someone jumping the queue, B, delays on public transport, or C, being kept on hold by a call centre?
I'll go for C, being kept on hold by a call centre, because that's very annoying.
OK, well, we'll find out if you're right at the end of the programme. So, Jen, you say that annoys you. Does anything else really annoy or anger you?
Well, public transport annoys me, but it's the passengers that I find most annoying, especially when they push and shove and cram onto a train. How about you, Rob?
Well, for me, it's got to be rudeness. It really makes my blood boil when people who work in shops are rude to me, the customer. It's as if they don't want me to buy anything. But I suppose that is quite small compared with things that used to make us angry.
Yes, humans developed the feeling of anger as a basic survival skill. The emotion of anger helped us to do things. So hunger would make us angry, and that would make us look for food.
Interesting stuff. But now we start fuming, so we get very angry, by just small things which aren't that important. This is according to new research published by the University of Central Lancashire in the UK.
The research found people today are angrier than ever. And Dr. Sandy Mann from the university says it's modern life that's to blame.
Well, let's hear from her now. What words does she use to describe what modern life is like?
Stress levels are that much higher these days. We've got so much more fast-paced life, more sort of going on, more stress, more ongoing frustrations rather than the big stresses.
So, she says modern life is fast-paced. We do things quickly and we have more going on, so we do lots of activities. Well, that's probably true.
Yes, I have to go to the gym, meet my friends, go shopping, and fit in work and sleep too. That can lead to stress. That's feeling nervous or worried. I just can't relax.
It's odd that all the time we're trying to find time to relax, but we get stressed trying to do that. As Dr. Mann says, there are so many frustrations. These are the feelings we get when we are stopped from doing what we want to do.
Rob, calm down. You're seeing a red mist, a feeling of anger that stops you thinking clearly. I think the problem is, perhaps, that we are all trying to do too much.
Well, Dr. Mann believes, certainly in the Western world, that our expectations have been raised. Now we expect things to be perfect. So if your Wi-Fi connection doesn't work as it should, or your train is 2 minutes late, we stamp our feet like children. We want things and we want them now.
And sometimes we get angry with other people. Have you done that, Rob?
Oh, yes. I curse or think bad things about people who take so long getting through the ticket barriers at the station when I have a train to catch. I only get angry on the inside. I don't actually shout at them, but it still makes me mad.
Well, I think the solution is to allow more time to do things or do less. But I think the angriest people probably need anger management. That's training or therapy on how to control your anger or aggression.
Well, I don't think I'm ready for that yet. But let's see if you can keep your cool, Jen, when I reveal the answer to today's question. Earlier, I asked you, according to a BBC survey, what was found to be the thing that made British people most annoyed?
And I said C, being kept on hold by a call centre.
And you are right.
Oh!
Yes, the survey found that being kept on hold by a call centre, particularly for a long time, was the thing most likely to make people angry. Interestingly, the survey also found more women than men, almost three quarters compared to two thirds, said they took a deep breath to calm down. Well, take a deep breath now, Jen, and please remind us of some of the words that we've heard today.
Here goes. We heard anger, lose my temper, makes my blood boil, fuming, fast-paced, stress, frustrations, red mist, curse, anger management, aggression.
Thanks. OK, time now to chill out, relax and say goodbye from 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English.
Bye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.